bride of Christ, to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Bride, this is your host, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from Picayune, Mississippi. We pray that you are headed into 2016 with full expectation that God is going to use you in the fullness of His glory this year. Amen. This is a year beyond any year we have ever known. Our expectations are high. And just like Pastor Rob Parsley says, expectancy is the breeding ground of miracles. So we are believing God for great miracles, signs, and wonders this year, and for Him to use us, and that the bride is coming out of the caves, and we are coming out in all power, knowing who we are in Jesus this year. Amen. Now listen, today we are featuring a beautiful woman that is involved in a ministry called Jacob's Well Recovery Ministries in Poplarville, Mississippi. So please give it up for Miss Susan Brogan. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing good. I'm so honored to have you on the broadcast this morning. You have such a giving heart. And listen, bride, before we get started with her testimony, I'm going to find you something I found out about her online. And Susan's thinking, oh, Lord, what is it? This is a blog. This is a blog that she has written in October 31st, 2012. Listen to this. This right here will show you what type of person Susan is. I want to encourage someone, anyone, who right now feels like giving up. Don't. No matter what it looks like, it is your time to prevail. No matter how tired or discouraged, I am telling you, don't give up. When birthing a child, the most difficult period is the last push. You are in your last push. Trust God. Stay the course and get back up. I can feel some of you in my heart. And like David, you are saying, how long? But know this, it is your time right now. Don't look at what you don't have. Don't look at who is not with you. But look at what you do have and who you have right now. For where you stand right now and what you have is more than enough in God. Whatever you do right now, don't give up. I am coming out of a time of devotion, and I can feel some of the fatigue of battle and the heartache of standing that many of God's people have sustained. But I say, arise and continue. God has brought you too far for you to turn back or give up. You are not alone. No matter how it feels, God is with you and God is for you. I believe, honey, that is a relevant word for 2016.
It is, Dr. June. And let me, you talk about expectations. That is what I am. I have so many expectations for 2016, not only for myself,
tell us.
Only for my family, not only for the ministries, not only for partner ministries, not only for everyone that is on the front line of a war that we're fighting, but I'm believing that the minds are going to be clearer than they ever have been before, and people are going to see what has really been fighting for them, what has been really trying to take them out, and they can begin to just really go towards working on their life, getting their life back, and having expectations. Doing what I do, many of the women and the men who come into Jacob's Well and Damascus Road, they don't even expect anything anymore. As a matter of fact, their motto is expect nothing, and therefore when you get it, you won't be disappointed. That's how they
amen
to
that.
Live. And so we're
yes.
telling them, have expectations. God wants you to expect. He wants you to dream big. I love
yes.
it because he doesn't want to just give us a life. He wants to give us an abundant life, and I
yes.
am ready for
2016
to walk into the abundance of it.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, hallelujah. You already got me fired up, woman.
Listen,
because I heard a preacher the other day, Larry Wilson, he was preaching, and he said, you know, we are entering into gross darkness. The Bible talks about gross
yeah.
darkness will cover the earth in the last hour. We are in the gross darkness, but for the Christian, we are in the most shining, beautiful time that's about to be revealed in us. What's in us is about to come out through this darkness, and we will shine so bright of His glory. I mean, we're really in exciting times.
We are, and I think we've got to go into this new year thinking differently. Instead of pulling our swords out where we get so exhausted and so weary and so tired, I genuinely believe the Lord wants us to strategize and really pull together as a body of Christ. You know, sometimes
you
there's jealousy amongst the body, and I never have understood that. Thank God I never got that gift of jealousy, Dr.
Yeah.
G. Never, thank God. So I don't understand. I always want someone to exceed me, and I'm going to help push them to the top. But this is the time for the body of Christ to unite, to go snatch
yes.
those from the fire, to go grab those ones that are just being led away to the slaughter. Doing what we do here, this Jacob's Well ministry came out of the birth of the Haynes family, which is my family. We
yes.
lived in, I'm one of four children. My father, Charlie Haynes, my mom, Pam Haynes, we were in an addictive home for 25 years. By the time I was 18 years old, we had moved 21 different places. So you can only imagine as a young girl trying to figure out how to be a friend or make a friend or do well in school. It was just so trying and so hard. But when my dad was 50 years old, the Lord swept through our whole entire family within a matter of 6 months. My brother was the first one to accept Christ and became filled with the Holy Spirit. And then very shortly during that time, I became a Christian, and then my parents and then my sisters. And the Lord just swept through. And my father at 50 years old made the decision that he had served the world for 50 years, and he didn't know how many more years he had left on the planet, because every Haynes for the past 12 generations before him had all died before the age of 57, and here he was 50.
Wow.
So in his mind, he thought, well, at least I have 7 years I can serve Christ. That's what he was thinking. That just shows you how his expectation was.
Right,
well, he just
right.
celebrated his 73rd birthday.
73.
So super excited about that. But when him and mom made the decision to serve Christ, they opened up a men's facility in Chunky, Mississippi, called Righteous Oaks, because he wanted to try to sow into men's life all the holes that he stepped in so that they could avoid that. And really go give them some tangible things that they could have and how Christ does make a difference. About 5 years later, him and mom moved down to Picayune, Mississippi, and opened up Jacob's Well Recovery Center for Women, where I joined them about a year later, and I've been here ever since. And you know this as well as I do. there's so many times before I moved here that I would question God, God, why did you allow this to happen? God, why did you allow me, why did you let me go through this? And when I was able to sit across from a woman who was hurting and bleeding out, who had gone through some of the same things I had gone through, and I could look at her in the eyes and say, that is what you did. That is not who you are.
Yes.
And you see that bit of hope on them that, you know what, you did this. If you did it and survived it, if this happened to you and you survived it, then maybe I can too. And so that's why I really believe we are to just get out there and be vulnerable and be transparent about, you know, some of the things that we have survived so that they can know that it's okay.
Miss Susan, are you still here?
I am. So
now listen, Bride, if you have not looked at our website, WATB.TV, we actually did a documentary on her father and on the ministry. We sat down and was able to talk to him himself and her brother Asa, and it is a beautiful interview about the history of the ministry. Now, we have shown over the past year, by the way, congratulations to WATB Radio. It's our one-year anniversary. This month, yes. We have interviewed over 200 ministries across the world, and we have learned that whatever the enemy meant to destroy you with is what has birthed this ministry. It's almost like he knows what's in our destiny books, so he attacks us in those areas to get us bitter about those things so we will not turn around and give. Okay, you just heard about her father, who was an alcoholic, and he turned around. He gave his life to God. He turned around and he said, you know what? I'm going to help other people. And here he was in the natural realm, destined to die by the time he was a certain age if he left his life in the natural. But when he turned his life over to the supernatural and turned it over to God and said, okay, I give you my book. I take the hands off my life. What do you want me to do? God deposits a seed into his heart and says, Jacob's well. Help other people where you've been. Tell them what you did to get out of that. Now this thing is huge. How many counties are y'all in now in Mississippi?
Oh, gosh. Well, the stores were in Poplarville, Hattiesburg, Pickian, and Purvis. But we, right now in Jacob's Well, we have 11 states represented, from California all the way to New York. That, we're nationwide at this point, and you know the Lord has just shown us eventually we will be worldwide, because there's just not a minute. You know, there's a lot of ministries, but we're that family that is the example that's showing them how Christ makes the difference in their life. And I just believe there's just, you know, I know I'm a little prejudiced, but I believe there's nothing like our place on the planet. And so I'm just so blessed to be a part of it. The last 3 years, you know, I look back now, you know, when you're going through something, it's really hard to see what God's trying to do in something. And I try to never question God since I've been here and saw how he used everything. But the past 3 years has been one of the darkest times. And I look back now and I think the Lord allowed the enemy to sift me.
Yeah,
you know, to get ready to that next level, which is what we're about to go into. But in 2012, on my 40th birthday, I was invited to go to a T.D. Jakes conference, Woman Thou Art Loose, and I went. And the very first, I went there just searching, June. My heart, my marriage was falling apart after 27 years. Ultimatums were being given. It was just a tough situation, and you know how it feels whenever you love the Lord like you do, and you're helping other families restore, but your family's falling apart. The enemy just comes in and just attacks like never before.
Yes.
And I can remember going that very first night. It was October 4th, 2012, the day of my 40th birthday. And we go, and it's the first night of the conference. And T.D. Jakes walks out, and I had prayed before we got in the car. And I said, Lord, I need a rhema word. I need something.
Yes.
You got to talk to me, God. I need you to look at me. So here we are in an arena with 20,000 women from all over the world, and T.D. Jakes walks out on the platform and shakes his head, and he says, I don't know who this message is for, but God has completely changed everything I was going to talk about tonight. And he began to talk about the day after the 40 years that the Israelites walked
and wandered in the desert.
And from that point on, it was like everybody disappeared in the room, and it was just me and the Holy Spirit. And he was just giving me instruction after instruction. But T.D. Jakes had made a comment. He said, while serving the Lord, don't ever have anything in your life that you can't live without. And when he said it, it slapped me. I had no clue I would actually be tested on that, but tested I was. And the day I came home, that Monday, I was standing in front of the women doing a devotion saying, are you going to be a victim or are you going to be victorious in your life? I had a victory freak shirt on that I was so pumped up to pump the girls up about their life. And I can remember coming home about an hour later and my husband walking in after 27 years and saying, hey, I'm going to tap out of this. I don't want to do this anymore. And he exited the building. He exited my line. And that began just a series of dark times, but the Lord was so good. He kept me in a place called the waiting, which I hate. You know, whenever I hate the waiting. But that's one of the two things the Holy Spirit spoke to me when he walked in and told me what he told me. The Holy Spirit said, Susan, do not take this personal. This is between me and him. And be still and know that I'm God. And he just told me to be still. And I almost equated to a hockey penalty box. I felt like I was just placed in this box and just watching as this whole thing was unfolding in front of me. But as the years progressed and as time went on, we ended up divorcing, which you know, was just a horrific situation because nobody wants that. Nobody plans for that. But sometimes that does happen. And so, you know, I didn't realize how critical other Christians could be of Christians who have been through a divorce. And so it gave me more compassion for people like who have been through this situation, more compassion for single mothers, more compassion. I mean, everything the Lord has put me through in the last 3 years, all it did was just give me another tool of compassion and grace and mercy for the ones who are just trying to survive this life right here.
Right.
So this year, what I'm walking into now is just the promise of Isaiah 61:7, and that's double portion. Everything the Lord has showed me has been double portion.
Yeah.
Instead of their shame, they'll receive a double inheritance. And instead of their disgrace, they will receive a double portion of joy.
Yeah.
I feel these women and men right now are a double portion generation. Everything that's happened to them, they're not getting one thing restored at a time. They're getting double. It's blowing my mind what is happening at such a quick rate over here. And so I know it's all God. It's just all God.
So, now, I have heard it prophesied many times this year on the radio that what we are heading into. Well, first of all, around the first part of 2015, the Lord started saying, on the radio, he built precept upon precept, because we give all the ministers free rein to preach. We don't tell them what to preach. So it's beautiful to see how the Holy Spirit built upon it. But at the beginning of the year, he was saying, take your expectations off. Don't expect me to move like I did in Azusa Street or any time in the past. Give me free rein to do different, to be different, to do new or whatever, you know.
Right.
And so sure enough, you know, as the year went on, many different words come through, but it is like we're headed into this place of that's been spoken many times prophetically, that creative words will be spoken and appear just like this, that justifications or, you know, repercussions of your words, even in the negative, will happen very quickly. When, you know, blessings will happen, you know, like things will be accelerated, blessings and cursings. You know,
well, and
you know
what I'm saying too, and there's a big giant word for this. I'm sure the theologians can help me on this word, but I think it's a prominent grace or prevalent grace. I call it layaway grace. What I'm seeing
right
now is, you know, in the last 3 years, I've done things, I've been to places that I never thought I would do. I've made compromises. I've made mistakes that I never thought I would do. And I look back now and I think, gosh, you know, I heard it in your testimony one time when you said, I had to go back once the Lord showed me, okay, I let you do that. I didn't let you do it. You did it, but I didn't, I withheld the consequences of it until you came to your senses.
Yeah.
And I feel this year that so many of us, so many people who are in this addiction lifestyle that is taking people out, are finally doing what the prodigal son did. When he was at the feeding trough, he did two things. Two things happened. He's sitting there eating from the pig trough, and it says he came to himself, and then he said to himself. He got the revelation knowledge that this is not who I am. This is not who I was, what I was born to do. This
right,
is not me.
Right.
And then he said to himself, get up and go to the Father. Get up and go. And I'll never forget a beautiful, beautiful portrait of him getting up and going back to the Father is in a story I read, and I just want to take just a second. It says, while his child was still a long way off, his father saw him. His heart pounding, he ran out, throwing dignity to the wind. When he finally reached his son, he embraced him, kissing him over and over and over. And what I feel like that is that layaway grace, that we are running to the Father now, realizing what, coming to our senses, realizing what's going on, running
oh,
to him,
yes,
that is coming
good.
Into place. I'm telling you, it's amazing
yes.
to see the hearts changing, that they're not sorry they got caught. They're sorry they hurt the Father. They're sorry
yes.
they hurt him.
That's good.
And that's the difference. That's the difference I'm seeing right now, not only with myself, but with just people all around me.
Right. Amen. Now, that's one thing you'll see about Susan. When you see her out in public, she always has a bunch of girls around her, which are from that home. She builds relationships with them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick little commercial break, Susan, and when we come back,
okay.
If you don't mind talking about what your facility is and, you know, like what y'all do and what you see coming
okay.
to America. I'd like to know that, too. Okay,
absolutely.
One moment.
Reflecting your vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Visions Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is soul. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org.
Okay, Bribe, we're back. This is Dr. June, and we're here today with Ms. Susan Brogan of Jacob's Well Recovery Ministries. Now, Ms. Brogan, if you don't mind telling us, we know that this is an addiction recovery center, and there's actually one for the women and for the men. So can you talk to people out there that maybe do not understand what your organization is?
Yes, what Jacob's Well and Damascus Road is a six-month Christ-centered addiction recovery center. We are not a rehab. Our goal is not to treat the addiction, but to go to the root cause to find out what happened in their life that made them start dealing with drugs and alcohol and relationships and other things that have them entangled. A lot of times what we will find, and it really comes from Henry Blackaby's Experiencing God, is we will have mile markers in our life. And when those mile markers happen, and they could be good, Dr. Gina, they could be bad. It just depends. It could be a rape, or it could be your dad moved, and then you've had to uproot from friends. But what we find out is if we can go back to those mile markers and uncover it, when we uncover something, we do journaling. We believe in journaling big time here. And as they journal the memory, we tell them to go right back before the memory, and then the memory, and then what happened after. Normally what we will find, the Holy Spirit will reveal to them the lie that replaced the truth.
Wow.
When that thing happened, all of a sudden a lie came in, and that lie became their truth.
Wow.
A prime example is when I was 13 years old, I had two older sisters. And I can remember I was just, you know, it's kind of awkward at 13. You're just kind of feeling out your whole situation. And I had two beautiful sisters, and I'll never forget my uncle sitting there watching me as I was curling my hair one day, and he said, "Susan, I want you to always remember one thing." And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "You'll always be the ugly sister." And when he said it, I believed it as my truth, and I adjusted and adapted to that lie that became my truth, and I began an eating disorder that stayed in my life for almost 10 years. So it wasn't until I went back to that memory, uncovered everything about it, and the Holy Spirit showed me something, that he was a wounded man. He was dealing and operating in unforgiveness and anger. And the thing about unforgiveness and anger and hatred is everything that is beautiful becomes ugly, and everything that is ugly becomes beautiful. And so what he saw on me, he did see something on me. He saw that I was different, but he labeled it ugly. And so that's where that lie came in. So I had to really replace it with what the Holy Spirit was telling me, which is straight out of Jeremiah 1. "Susan, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. I not only knew you, I set you apart. I didn't want you to look like everybody else. I didn't want you to talk like everybody else. If I wanted them, I would have had them. I got you." And so he showed me who I was in Christ, and it blew my mind. It just blew my mind. So that's what we do here, is we're taking them back to those mile markers. We're also putting them in a work environment. And so for the first 90 days, we train them on every aspect of running a business. We give them money. We give them keys, and we give them people under them after the initial 90 days, and we put them in leadership roles. Now, the unbelievable thing about this, Dr. June, is some of these ladies and men, their own family would not even allow them to ride in a vehicle with their purses or wallets because they would be afraid they were going to be stolen from. And so here we are trusting them that they're going to do the right thing. And that does something to someone who is wounded. So they begin to get their confidence. They begin to see that they can do something different with their life. And it just, you see that just the insecurities fall away. You see the hopelessness fall away. And they begin to dream again. They begin to have expectations of life again and expectations of Christ again. And they realize they don't have to be all cleaned up to meet Jesus. Jesus wants them to come as they are. And that is an unbelievable moment. So they stay here the whole entire time. They graduate at 6 months. and then we either transition them to a transition house, or they will, return back to their own families and be restored there. We try to set them up, make sure they have jobs or schooling, whatever it is that they want to do. We get a 6-week plan together before they graduate, and that way they're not just walking out there with nothing. They're walking out on something.
Right.
So that's just been amazing to be a part of. We just celebrated our 350th graduate at Jacob's Well, which is an amazing number. Our 10th year, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary as well this past November. We had a huge homecoming, and it was great. So what we're looking at next is we have the men's facility that's been open about almost a year. And it's doing amazing. It stays full, obviously. Men are very different than women. No one could have ever told me that men could be possibly more drama than women, but they are. And so we're just learning how to adjust and adapt with that. But it comes with the territory. So, but this is a frontline ministry because these men and women serve Satan well. You know, Satan and his committee is mad at us for bringing these men and women in and showing them, pointing them to Christ. And so the attack sometimes becomes so great that it just tries to take you out sometimes.
Yes, Susan.
Yes.
Susan, can you hear me?
Yes.
You're breaking up some. Can you go to a different place or something?
Yes. Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Okay, I was sitting in my car. So that's what we do here, and we're just excited about what is going on, and the women that are the women that are here, who are ready to do something different with their life.
Yes. Yeah, so what you're saying is, okay, y'all realize that you're not a Band-Aid, that you are there to actually help a human to recover what has been stolen, to get their feet planted, and to go in and to take life with a new perspective, basically.
Right.
So, and what y'all do, too, is you try to help them all the way around to make them whole, like getting them a job, helping them to get on their feet while they're there. And I'm sure while they're working for you, there's a lot of issues that come out at the workplace as well.
Oh my gosh, you would not believe it, because you have to keep in perspective a lot of the women and men that we get, which are ages 19 all the way up to 50 years old. The majority of them, and when I say the majority, I'm really meaning almost all of them, have never been able to hold and keep a job due to the lifestyle that they were living, just to cope with the stresses in their life. They
right.
So they never had any consistency. There was no work. There's no work ethic. So we're teaching them. You don't have to steal from your employer. You can do the right thing on purpose. You can. So everything that we're doing is working towards their life and towards them being beneficial towards their life, but not just living that life, going out and paying it forward to the next person. So we're actually sending, Dad was very prophetic this last homecoming, and he said, Jacob's Well is no longer at 45 Buford Lane, Poplarville, Mississippi. It's in the hearts of every woman and man that leave here. So when this girl from California leaves and graduates, she's going to take Jacob's Well and Christ with her. She's taking everything she's learned, and so she's going to be an ambassador for that whole lifestyle. So it's just been amazing.
That is amazing. How supportive have churches in the regions been to you?
Well, this is the sad reality of the situation, is addiction scares people. You know, when you type in addiction on Google, you get the face with the meth sores and just the prisoners. And so addiction scares people. They don't want to deal with it. They want to push it over, and they want to, not because they don't have the knowledge, it's just fear is stopping them. And so we don't have a lot of support. We do have the thrift stores that take care of everything,
that we need. However, there are some local churches that do, but addiction is just one of those things that is kind of taboo. Nobody really wants to get involved with it. But the problem is it's widespread now. What was in somebody's backyard last week is now in your backyard this week. And so what Asa and I are trying to bring to the table this year is we're trying to redefine recovery. We're trying to explain to them and to the community and get it out that, you know, this is someone's daughter. This is someone's mother. This is someone's friend. And they can recover from this. They just need love and support and help. And so far us pushing that has really helped. But that's our goal, is to redefine recovery and not just let it be just the addict on the street or the homeless person.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I had this guy on the radio a couple of months ago. When he was 8 years old, the church rejected him because of what he had on. He was poor. And when he was 10, the Satanist church took him in. They said, "We'll love you."
Right.
So they took him in, and he served them for 30 years.
Mm.
30 years.
Well,
dark.
And that's a sad reality that I deal with a lot, especially because some women come in from every background. Some of them are religious. Some of them are not. Some of them have a relationship with Christ, but it's distorted, and some are atheists. Both the men and women, we have a lot of people from Wicca and different backgrounds like that due to the lifestyle that they've been in. They were rejected by somebody who said they loved the Lord and then, you know, accepted by people who were like-minded like them at the time. And so, and I can remember that. I had an abortion when I was 19 years old. 19 years old. Didn't know the Lord. Had no clue who he was not raised in church, did not know anything about him. And I can remember coming out of that abortion clinic, and they had the protesters and everybody just there just screaming at me and calling me a murderer and calling me just all these names. And I got really sick right there on the sidewalk, and I can remember some of them even spitting on me. And in my mind, I can remember thinking, if that's what Jesus is, I don't want any part of it. Like, I don't even know. So some people have that kind of a pain that they feel as well. And so what we're trying to show them is that Christ is love, and love covers a multitude. And, yes, we're Bible-belt, and, yes, sometimes, you know, the law seems like it rains, but love is his number one love language. And so that's what we also try to show them, too, is the love of Christ on a daily basis, not through just telling them, but like you said, I'm working with them on a daily basis. Asa works with them. We want to show them what it's like to interact with our children and with our parents so they can see how Christ makes a true difference in a family's life who should not even be together. We shouldn't even be sitting at the same table together. You know, the world should have just destroyed us, but because Christ makes a difference, everything changed.
Now, how long have you been active with Jacob's Well, did you say?
Jacob's Well has been our 10th year anniversary. I've been here 9 years. I came about a year after they opened up here.
Well,
and before that, my husband and I were in, we worked for the Baptist Church. He was a youth minister. So for about 10 years before that, we worked with young people and teenagers and that whole group. And then we left that and came here.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this, based upon your experience with experiencing the dark side a lot, as far as, like, people that are bound up and addicted, what would you say to the American bride right now, considering the current day events? What would you say, whether it be a prophetic word, an encouragement, or what?
Well, I want to say this. We've got to stop putting the sin scale up. So quickly, we pull a sin scale out and say, this sin is worse than this sin, and so we barricade people. And one thing I know about America is it's hurting. The world, it's hurting. And hurting people hurt people. I totally get that. But what I wish that people could see is when you categorize someone, when you say, okay, this person's a homosexual, so they should be just gone. Well, what about the adulterer and the fornicator? What about them? It's the same thing. It's all sexual sin, but we label it, and what we've done is literally just torn the fabric. We've torn the fabric right down. And when you tear fabric, it's not a clean cut. It's jagged edges, and so there's even more pain. There's even more division. And so I wish the world, I wish every person that says, not only says, but believes in their heart that he is who he says he is, and he can do what he says he can do, because who is he that he should lie? He tells us to go forth, don't just sit somewhere, go grab them, the ones that are hurting, and the ones that are being led away, that they don't even know they're being led away, and bring them back, just like the Good Samaritan did, and love them back to life. I believe you can't out-love. I just believe you just can't love enough someone. You can't, just a hug for someone who's not been touched in a year could mean the difference between them committing suicide one night or them living the rest of their life. And so my prayer is, and when I talk to people, is let's lay the sin scale down, because it doesn't matter if I steal $10 and you steal $1 million, we both have a thief's heart. It's not about that. It's about showing them something different, letting them believe something different, which is that Christ does make a difference in our life.
Yes, amen. And I'll tell you what, that is such a good word about judging others.
Yeah.
Because that movie that we showed at World Outreach Revival Center for Christmas, the play rather, talks about the dots and the stars and how people label each other. And then
right.
when they go before the ultimate wood carver, he says, who are they to label you with stars and dots? I created
right.
them like I created you. You're all the same. And
right.
they only stick if it matters to you. So worry about what I think about you. You know, it was just really powerful. But it's true when it comes to us as humans. You know, with how we react to one another. And I want to kind of fall back on what you said at the beginning of the broadcast, which is so true. I'm in the process of releasing my third book. It's called Clarion, Call to Unity in God's Great Garden. It's about how this is the time that the bride has to come together in unity. You said that when the broadcast first started. We've got
right.
to drop the jealousy. We've got to drop the differences and come together, because the time, requires that. So would you like to expound on that a little bit?
Well, you know, I believe there's no competition between churches. I wish people would come and say, Susan, how can I open up a Jacob's Well? I will give you the blueprint. I will come help you set it up. You can't have enough of these things around to help, because this is a front line. This is a MASH unit. We are a MASH unit. If
yeah.
we were in a war, we would be the ones that were on the front line that you would send out to somewhere else to have surgery. It's that kind of a situation. And this world is in a 911 critical state where we are. And so we don't have time for jealousy. We don't have time for name calling. We're losing people at such a fast rate. Just in Pearl River County, there's a death a day due to drugs. Think about all the other counties. And so
right.
we've got to do something. We've got to act now. And so that's where I'm praying that people will lay these things aside, lay what you believe, and let's align it up to what Christ says, and let's go forth and let's do this thing together.
Coming in my spirit is those people that are leaning on the drugs for their comfort, that right there just shows you the desperation that people are feeling right now, because it is so dark outside and it will get darker. If we don't
That's
provide
exactly
the
right.
light, which unity will bring, and that is through love, the people will resort to other things. We have to be what God has called us to be in this hour. And how can we be in unity? We come together and we love one another. The Bible says you will know a Christian by the love that they have for one another. What
right.
is jealousy? It is the opposite of love, because
right.
you're coveting. You're coveting,
right.
and that is a Ten Commandment. Thou shalt not
well,
covet.
Well, in 16, the year 2016, there are 16 things that he says in 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. You count that. This is the year.
Wow.
16 is love. 16 is completeness. This is the time that we all, if we united as a whole front and we all chose to love, can you imagine what this planet would look like?
I know.
Can you imagine
I mean.
The tsunami? Can you imagine the tsunami wave that would
yeah.
go through this entire planet based on that, walking in,
yeah.
walking into this new 2016? And love uncovers everything. Love heals. Love unveils. It's one of, you know, as the bride is getting ready to kiss her husband, he lifts the veil. That's love.
Yeah.
And so I'm just ready. I'm just ready for people to just really see what's really going on.
Yes, and I tell you what, while we're talking about this, I feel led to ask you, pray. Susan, right
yes.
now, for the
yes.
bride, that we would come together in unity. Go ahead.
Father God, I come to you right now, Lord, and I just lift up this country. I lift up
yes,
this
Lord.
Nation. I lift up this world. God, right now, I'm expecting such a mighty movement. God, I'm believing there's going to be uncommon connections all over the world. People are going to be at airports right now, sitting next to somebody, having a conversation. All of a sudden, they're going to join forces on how they can love and how they can show love and how they can be love. Right now, just by uncommon connections, people that you wouldn't even think that you would be standing in front of, God, that's going to take place. And God, right now, let revelation knowledge take place. And when revelation knowledge takes place, then we have to make a decision. We have to make a decision. Are we going to keep doing what we've always done and get what we've always got, God? Or are we going to go forward and do something different? And so, God,
yeah.
right now I'm praying for revelation knowledge, Lord. That way, when we have that, then there will be true sorrow and true repentance, which is godly sorrow and not worldly
yeah.
sorrow. And we will repent, not to what the world tells us, not to what people tell us, but what you say. So, God, we fall before your feet this morning, God. I'm standing as a proxy to people right now, God, who are just acting in ignorance and unbelief, God. I'm praying right now that they will just get a revelation like never before, a Damascus Road experience just like Paul did, God, like never
yes,
before.
Lord.
Place us where we need to be. Do have your way with us like never before, Lord. And do what we have to do to get this going. Thank you, Lord. I just love you. It's in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Amen.
And Lord, I want to agree with her, Lord. We come together in agreement across the world, Lord, for the bride, that we would come together in unity, Lord, that we would put you in the forefront, Lord, and bring us low. It's our flesh, Lord, that wants to rise up and feel like we deserve something. And we
yeah.
need to die. Our flesh needs to die,
yeah.
Lord, so we can realize that your agenda is more important than us and what we think should happen, Lord. So please help us to have a revelation, Lord, of who you are and to trust you in this hour. And, Lord, while we're praying, we want to lift up Susan, Lord. We lift up her life, Lord. She's been through a lot. She's been through the purifying, the testing, the trying, and the purging, and Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you continue to take her to higher heights and deeper depths,
yes,
Lord.
Thank
and
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for cleansing her, Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, of anything that the enemy has tried to bring on her through her past, Lord, or through ministering to anybody else, Lord. And we just plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord. We thank you for what she's doing, God. We thank you for the choice that she made to pay the price to be able
yeah.
to help others, Lord, and to be able to lift up others, Lord. And she can only do that through you, Lord, giving her the strength, Lord, to hold up others when they're hurting, Lord. So
right.
we pray as a bride We hold up her arms to you right now, Lord. We go before the throne asking you, God, to help her downloading strategies, more strategies, Lord, from the Holy Spirit on how to do this, when to do this, what to do. Downloading into her the prophetic, the words, that one word can shift somebody's atmosphere and shift somebody's world,
yeah,
their family. Give her and the staff, Asa and her father Charlie, Lord, giving them the words to say to the people when they need it, Lord. Your word says when we open our mouth that you will fill them. We,
yeah,
thank you for giving them prophetic words that will minister to the core and to the root of these people's lives, Lord. Father God, we thank you that they have the heart to give back to others, Lord, so that others can be free and walking in the destiny that you have called them to be, Lord. Father God, we thank you for Jacob's Well and Damascus Road, Lord. Those are seeds that you have planted in the earth, Lord. Those are like living beings that you have and wanted to be on the earth to help others. We speak prosperity into that vision. We speak increase into that vision. We speak an abundance of rain, Lord. And we're talking an abundance of rain of your glory, an abundance,
amen,
of,
yeah,
rain of revival, an abundance,
yes,
of rain of favor. I feel your presence right now, God. I thank,
yes,
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Increasing,
thank you, Lord,
that vision all the way around. Letting,
yeah,
it go worldwide, Lord. And we,
yeah,
thank you for the seeds that this family has sown into that, Lord, that will impact millions of people, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, God, because this is the hour people must have an answer. This vision,
yeah,
provides an answer to people that are going down that dark road, God. So we thank you and give you praise that you birthed this into the earth for such a time as this, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, increasing in favor with the government, Lord. Favor,
yes,
to give,
yes,
them the things that they need, Lord, the permissions that they need to operate in certain cities, Lord. We pray favor with the spiritual authority of those regions so that they can tear down demonic strongholds over regions, because we know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, it's with the principalities and the powers of the air. So that they can take dominion in those places, take dominion over the people that are in those places, Lord, given all of the staff, the prophetic insight that they need to be able to tear down those strongholds, to be able to speak into people's lives, to be able to have favor with everybody that they're encountering, Lord. We thank you that the footsteps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord. So we thank,
yeah,
you, God, and give you praise for this vision. We give you praise for Charlie. We thank you, Lord, you've extended his life. You've extended,
yeah,
his,
you,
life,
Lord,
beyond what the natural realm said. And we thank you and give you praise, Lord, for everything you brought him from and the places you're bringing him to, the favor that you have given him, Father. I pray for this family, Lord, for 2016. That,
yeah,
it would be such an amazing year that it would blow their minds, Lord. And we,
yeah,
thank you, Lord, for sending them intercessors. They need intercessors. People,
yeah,
that will pray for this ministry. People that will pray for the staff, Lord. Send them people, Lord, that will sow financially. That will say, we want to sow into your ministry. We want to bless your ministry. Thank you, God, for giving them favor with churches. We come against any division in the,
yeah,
churches that would,
yeah,
try to hinder people from getting their deliverance. In the name,
yeah,
of Jesus, so we speak favor with churches, Lord. Speak to the pastors, Lord, so that they would have a heart for people with addictions, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, God, for everything that you're doing in Susan's life. We thank you for an abundance of rain in Susan. We speak health over her body, Lord. Health in her family, Lord. We thank you, God. We ask for angels to come. Angels to be with her and her family, Lord. And we thank you for everything, Lord, and restoring to her everything that the enemy has destroyed her with or tried to destroy her with. But restoring,
yeah,
to her, we do speak that double anointing blessing over her in Jesus' name. So we thank you and give you praise, God, for her being on the broadcast with us today and blessing us today, Lord. In
Jesus'
name,
amen. Well, you bless
me.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
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 Now, Susan, before we leave, we want to ask you to pray over our ministry and then whatever God gives you for the bride, please.
Okay. Father God, I come to you right now. And, God, I lift up this beautiful woman to you, God.
Oh, thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, the very first time that I saw her, my spirit just quickened. My spirit jumped and leaped with joy because I knew there was something about her that would not only minister to me, but just like, God, you brought the prophet to the widow and you brought a need to a need, I know I have something for her, God. And so thank you right now, Lord, that you are about to do something so tangible in her life, in her ministry, in her books. God, just even reading it, beginning to read it, Lord, I just, my heart is just opening just so much. And so, Lord, I'm praying as the pain that she's had to go through, the tests and trials that she's had to go through, that nothing is in vain. Every person that touches those books, God, it's going to move them like never before.
Yes, Lord.
It would be as if they were sitting in revival, God. They may just be sitting in their living room reading, but it will be like they are having a revival for their soul. So thank you for that, Lord.
Yes.
I lift up this radio station to you, God. I thank you for it. I thank you for the people that it is reaching right now, God. I thank you for the destinies that it is awakening right now in people that
yes,
they don't even
Lord.
Know that they have. The books in them, the visions in them, the it that is in them. It is awakening it and is activating it, and she is giving them vision, God. Thank you for that, pointing all
yes.
the honor and all the glory to you, Father God. So I pray a blessing on this woman and her vision and her ministry like never before, God. I pray on her partnerships with other churches, God. I pray that she will be protected, God, that there will be provision there, God, that she will have a security and that she will be safe at all times, God.
Yes,
I pray, Lord, for her mind, God. I know that it is a battlefield, but, God, I pray against and warfare against loneliness, God, against
yes.
just apathy, God, anything that could take her out, God, I pray right
yes,
now
Lord.
For her. Lord, thank you so much for the vision. Thank you so much for her heart, God. Thank you so much yes. for where the enemy tried to get her to just be quiet. She said, oh, no, I'm not going to be quiet. I'm going to go. And, God, thank
yes.
you for that boldness. She makes me want to be bolder. She makes
yes.
me want to be a better person. So thank you for this tangible example on the
yes.
earth that you've given. Lord, we love you and we thank you and we want you to get all the glory and all the
yes.
honor and all the fame of what's about to take place. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, if you don't mind telling the bride how they can, what's the name of your website so they can find out more about you?
Okay, we are at www.jacobswellrecoverycenter.com. It's all one word, all lowercase. Or you can just Google Jacob's Well in Poplarville, and it'll pop right up. So you can do one of two ways.
Now, let me ask you this. Does your website have a way for them to donate if anyone wants to donate?
It does. There's actually a button on the side that says Donate Now, and you can click on that, and it'll take you to a Fundly page and allow you to do all that as well. So we definitely appreciate just like in the thrift stores, 100% of any purchase that is made goes right back into the ministry, for
what?
The ministry. So there's that everything that's going. So you're not just making a purchase. When you go into one of our thrift stores, you're not just making a purchase. You're sowing a seed, and you get to see the seed that you're sowing with the person that's checking you out or the person that's bringing you clothes
wow,
out.
Wow, that's
amazing. That's what's so amazing to me is you get to tangibly see a life that is changing, and you are a part of it. Whether you just bought a 50-cent knickknack or whether you bought a $500 veteran set, it was the same. It's the same seed that was sown. So I'm just excited. I'm telling you, I can't wait
that
to see what's going to happen this year.
That is exciting. Okay,
yes.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Have a happy Monday.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.